This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The elections, 2 weeks from today, include four House races in which incumbents are competing against each other because of redistricting. Mississippi, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and Illinois each lost a congressional seat after the 2000 census. A report in a moment from Connecticut. But first, the contest in Mississippi. The campaign there is attracting big money from the national parties as control of the House hangs in the balance. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams prepared this report.
Doing just fine. I'm Congressman Ronnie Shouse's wife, and he's running for re-election for Congress over here.
When her husband has to be in Washington to represent his current district, Johnny Ruth Shouse travels door to door, introducing herself to voters in his new district, the redrawn 3rd District of Mississippi. The new district reaches from the state's rural southwestern corner through the subdivisions around Jackson and north to the small city of Meridian. Shouse is promoting himself to potential new constituents as a Mississippi Democrat. Here he is before a large crowd at the Neshoba County Fair in Philadelphia, Mississippi during August.
Who comes first? The hard-working folks or the folks in the boardrooms? I vote my convictions, I vote what I think is right, and I don't follow party line politics.
In his 2 terms in Congress, Shouse has most often voted with a group called the Blue Dogs, socially conservative Democrats. He opposes abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control. Bob McElvain, professor of history at Jackson's Millsaps College, says Shouse is among the most conservative Democrats in the nation.
In Mississippi, Democrats and Republicans aren't necessarily like they are in other states. Many Democrats in the state legislature vote Republican in presidential elections and consider themselves apart from the National Democratic Party.
At the same time, Shouse spices his conservatism with Southern populism and aims it squarely at people hurt by the economic downturn, specifically senior citizens and black voters. Shouse campaigns as a politician who cares about the unemployed and opposes efforts to privatize Social Security. Shouse says all this separates him from his opponent, Charles W. Pickering Jr., who goes by his nickname, Chip. Pickering is a 3-term incumbent whose old district runs east from Jackson to the Alabama line, and his supporters do not buy the notion of a different kind of Democrat.
To be honest, I've been surprised that Ronnie would want to make campaign contributions an issue.
Pickering tells campaign audiences that Shouse accepted campaign contributions from Senator Clinton, as well as former Vice President Al Gore and other top Democrats who want to wrest control of the House from Republicans. Those are the same Democrats, Pickering says with some bitterness, who bottled up the nomination of his father, Charles Pickering Sr., to a federal appeals court judgeship.
As a good conservative, how can you vote to hand the keys to the Congress, to liberal leadership, who rejects our values? Now look at my father's confirmation. And this is not about me. It's not about my father. But you had every statewide elected official all supporting my father's confirmation. But the leadership of the National Democratic Party, because he's a man of Christian conviction, because he's from Mississippi, they rejected him.
Pickering's political roots are strongly intertwined with the Mississippi GOP. His campaign manager, Henry Barber, is the nephew of Haley Barber, former chair of the National Republican Party, who once worked for the state party when it was run by Pickering Sr. Party identity helps Pickering in the newly drawn 3rd District, which voted 2-1 for George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential election. Brian Perry is the editor of the Magnolia Report, an online survey of Mississippi politics.
I tell people the most important 2 days in this election was the day that it was redistricted and election day. And the day it was redistricted is probably more important simply because the outcome was such that it gives Pickering the edge in the race.
In response to his opponent's attempt to paint him as a threat to Social Security, Pickering has abandoned his support for President Bush's proposal to allow Americans to invest a portion of their Social Security taxes in the stock market. Pickering said the slumping stock market and anxiety over a possible war with Iraq have prompted him to change his mind. Meanwhile, Pickering has run ads highlighting family values, empathy for the elderly, and support for the state's ailing timber industry. Bill Miner is a veteran journalist and observer of state politics.
Democrats are not riding off the seat, so to speak. It's based primarily on Shouse's own campaign ability. He's proved in the past that he is a very good campaigner and that could pay off, but he didn't have the base coming into the election, though, that Pickering has.
The intensity of this campaign, with its door-to-door appeals, accusations of distorted TV ads, and highly personal debates, tells you just how much one congressional district means this year to Mississippi and to both of the national parties. Juan Williams, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.